Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Whenever it's just me on the podcast, I literally don't know what to talk about. Every time. I don't know why it's just so hard for me to think of like something. I think I try to make it a little bit too fulfilling, and then I tend to not make sense, and then I end up recording like two different podcasts, just like I am right now. It's literally like 6 a.m. I'm at work. I was honestly going to not re-upload. I was going to upload a podcast from yesterday that I recorded last night when I got home from the airport. I don't think it even makes sense. Like, I was just all over the place. John couldn't be here today. I had thought we did the Monday podcast, and he said, no, we didn't. But I got back last night, and I decided to do one by myself. I was just trying to talk about, like, how I've been, and I thought maybe, like, it would be helpful. And then I realized, like, the message just kind of sounded really whiny, and it didn't really make sense because the way that I presented it made me sound like a giant loser. So if you don't know who I am, I'm Sauce. Intern John's usually here, and he deserves a little break, though. He's been really busy, too, so good for him. I think the whole point of what I was trying to get at on the podcast I'm not posting is just do it. Not like a Nike ad or anything, but I literally haven't wanted to do anything. I've been pretty depressed. I obviously go to therapy every single week, and I have been doing this thing lately with my therapist where I'm like, can you just like tell me what's going on with me? And it's because like I need some like concrete, like, hey, this is where you're at. And therapists don't typically really do that. You're just kind of like talking. And because I haven't had anxiety almost at all. Like if you've been listening to this for a while, you know that I go through like some pretty like serious, what are we going to call it? Like bouts. I'll go through like these periods of pretty serious anxiety, and then it will like subside and it won't be as bad. But since I was probably 20 or 19, have had really bad anxiety almost like constantly. And it would be like maybe like one day here, one day there, or I'd go through like periods of like a 3-week period of pretty bad anxiety. But either way, like the anxiety was still there. So now I haven't had anxiety almost at all since probably April, but it's just weird. So I don't know what's different. I'm not really sure. And my therapist said she thinks it's because I've been in this deep depression. I kept calling it like a dark depression, a little bit more dramatic, but she said I've just been really depressed. I decided to talk about this because yesterday at the airport, my flight was delayed a lot. And so I've been listening to older episodes of the podcast, and I've been pretty nostalgic lately as well. I don't know. I think that it's cool to see how John and I have grown and how much we've changed. And it's just, I don't know. It's just something I've been doing. I don't know. Maybe it makes me feel better. Maybe that's it. It makes me feel like safe. So I've been listening to old episodes of our podcast just because it is weird, right? It's kind of like this is a vocal diary. And I mean, I started doing that because I realized I listened to too much true crime podcasts, and that was like not helping with me mentally at all. If you're just like listening to that constantly. Yesterday, I was thinking about how when we started doing this tour back in June, and you know, like I was trying to write jokes, I really couldn't. I don't know. Like mentally, I was just not creative. I didn't feel funny anymore. I wasn't really myself, and I feel bad for John, honestly. He's the one that got, like, the brunt of all of it. I always, like, call him complaining. I don't know. Like, I was just not the most supportive person this year when it came to the tour. Like I was really excited for the tour, but usually I'm basically John's assistant. Like, I help him plan everything. And this year, I mean, obviously I don't live there, but also, like, I just don't think, like, mentally I was connected with everything the way that I usually am. I'm getting there. I feel like more like myself ever now than I have been in such a long time. But back when we were starting the tour, you know, I had like a lot of weddings and stuff to go to this summer and like family stuff. I'm going to a funeral in Scranton this weekend. And it's a lot. It's been overwhelming for me, honestly. And I'm just, when I get really overwhelmed and I feel like I'm in a corner, I kind of just like lash out. And that's what I did with John, especially like at the end of August. you know, we were going to be traveling a lot for the comedy shows, and then, or like I was at least, and all this other stuff. And I kind of just like called him like really upset one day because I was overwhelmed because it was the last weekend that I would be in Georgia. And I really haven't been here in Georgia very many weekends, probably like 10, 12 since I moved here 10 months ago. I don't know. I called him, and John's really great, especially like, I don't know if it's because I'm his friend, but he's really good at listening. Like, he's like very patient. At the end of me ranting, he'll always ask, like, so do you want advice or did you just want to vent? And I feel like that's like the best thing anyone can do in that situation, because when I get really like annoyed or angry or whatever kind of mood that is, like, I just rant and it's very negative and it sucks. But he listens, and I said, I want advice. And he said, well, I think that, you know, if you didn't go to the shows, that you would feel really left out. And if you didn't go here, like, because like there was some other stuff, you know, you would regret it. And he's right. I mean, I would definitely have regretted all of that. So I didn't ever not want to do the tour. It was more so that I was just like tired of, you know, living so far away from everything. That was actually my frustration, but it is what it is. I like Atlanta. It's fun. I'm just still trying to figure out my way here, like my stuff here. And everybody's like, you live there for almost a year. I'm like, yes, but I'm never here. Like, but it's a great city. So my whole point is I was looking at, you know, the weekends of September, October, November, even December. Like, let's be real. Like, January will probably be my first month where I'll be here for 2 weekends in a row, because it doesn't look like it will be happening in November or December. So I don't know. Like, I was looking at the next few months. I was dreading it. I was already tired. It's like the last weekend of April. I'm already tired. I'm already complaining. And it's really ridiculous. And this is why I redid the podcast, because I sound like so woe is me. Like, oh, you get to, you know, see your friends and like travel. And that's not what I'm saying. Like, I do this a lot in my life, and I need to stop doing it. And that's what I'm realizing, is that I look at these things that I just don't feel like doing, especially now more than ever because of the pandemic. Like, I'm pretty complacent with everything. Like, I don't really want to go out. I don't want to do anything. I just would love to stay home, and I need to step out of it. So I was looking at this as like, oh man, like, yeah, like the shows themselves are going to be great, but why am I doing this and this and this? So I urge you to stop looking at like minuscule things, or like even things that you're dreading right now, and just try and like flip it around in your head to something positive. And that's what, I don't have to do that now, because like I have, you know, I was so excited for the Louisville show. I've been so excited for every single show. But I was talking to my therapist, and this is the whole point. This is like what I started to realize yesterday when I was on my plane. I was talking to my therapist about, because I've been really angry. Like, I've been like, I don't know if I already said that, but I've been pretty angry as well. And when I was talking about like my rant, like, yes, I was like, it's like an angry rant. I've been doing it. And even in therapy, I've been doing it. And so like, I've been asking her like, what's wrong with me? Why am I doing this? And she said, you've been really depressed, and I think you're coming out of that depression, and you're starting to realize a lot of things about yourself. And I'm like, oh, because I call my therapist by her first name, and I just almost said her name. But I'm always like, wait, what? Maybe that's true. I don't know. I mean, it certainly does make sense. Wow. It's so early. I'm sorry. And I hope this makes sense. And I hope you're not listening like you are complaining about traveling. That's not what I'm complaining about. I'm complaining that I'm overwhelmed, and even before something got started, I was already complaining about it. And that's just not fair to anything. And I know that John's right. If I didn't do all these things I didn't want to do, I would regret it, because the last few weeks of my life specifically have been the best that I've had in over a year and a half. I just feel so much more like myself. I feel more creative. I'm filming makeup videos. I'm filming like 3 today, hopefully, unless it takes me forever to make even just one. But I've been writing jokes. I've been just more creative than I have been in a year and a half, literally, like since even before the pandemic. So, since it got to Maryland, at least. So I don't know. I think that just living life, I haven't been living life. Like, I've been here in Atlanta. I'll go out and drink with people. that's fine. And I mean, I do like a little social activity with some alcohol. But like, I other than that, I really wasn't doing anything, you know, and it was really like a disservice to myself. Like, I wasn't living life. I wasn't experiencing anything. You know, when we were in Louisville, we went to the zoo. They had this. OK, this is wild, though, by the way. Louisville, what is this? They had a spider house and it was like a giant tent. And you just walked in and there were spiders on their webs. They weren't in boxes or anything. Like, I could touch this. I don't think you could, but I don't think you should have, at least. But you could, like, touch the spiders. And that, to me, is just wild. But, you know, I went to a zoo, went to a brewery. We went to a blues house that my dad told us to check out. So that was cool. Or, you know, like, I go back to Maryland. I went to an Orioles game. Like, there's just so much that I've actually been doing and experiencing life and not just, you know, sitting around and doing nothing and just like drinking or complaining about something. And so that's my whole point. That's the whole point of this podcast is like, if you're like stuck like I was, just go do it. Just go, you know, experience, like do those things that you want to do. Like, I have this whole list of stuff that I want to see in Georgia. And tomorrow I'm actually going with my friend Shannon to start doing some of them. There's just so much, like even in Maryland, like, there's just stuff there that I still want to do that I could have easily done. There are so many days I just sat around and did nothing and said I was bored when it's like all this stuff I want to do is literally free. It's like going to a park, going to see there's this thing in Kingsville, Maryland. I think it's Kingsville. And it's like this haunted plaque or something that you just go and look at that I want to see, but I haven't seen. And I'm like, why didn't I just like go there? Like, when I worked in Baltimore, why didn't I just go? So if you've seen the plaque, let me know. I know it's like right in front of a house, which is kind of weird. Like, I'd be scared to live there. But I learned about this plaque when I moved to Georgia because there's this haunted pillar that used to be in Augusta, Georgia, that when I first moved here, when everything was just like, because like, you got to admit, like everything was going pretty wrong at first. Like, you know, with the moves and the bugs and whatever. So I found out about this plaque because this neighbor of mine, we have like a neighbor like book exchange thing. And so someone left like ghost stories of Georgia. So I read it and I was like, there's this haunted pillar. That's so cool. So I want to go touch it and see if it would change my luck. But apparently the pillar got taken down in like 2017 or something. So anyway, go experience life. Go. There's so much free stuff you can do. And or like even just go outside, go hiking. My friend Shannon and I, we went hiking a few weeks ago, and that was actually really cool because it was next to this waterfall. And we ended up doing like a 3.5 mile hike by accident. I know that doesn't sound far for hiking, but like we were not prepared because it was like 90 something degrees outside. So that's just my advice. And I hope this is like all over the place, but I hope it makes sense and I hope that you take it in some way or another. Louisville, thank you so much for coming out. We'll be in St. Pete November 5th. I'm so excited. Like, this tour has been unbelievable. For sure, my worst show was D.C. I totally, like, lost my mind. Like, not even lost my mind. I think that I just had, like, a really bad mind blank. D.C. is the worst show I've ever done in my entire life, and that's fine. The rest of the shows have been actually really great. So I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for coming out. John will, of course, be back on Wednesday for our video podcast. And yeah, thank you again. Louisville, you all were great. Like, that was just so fun. And there were so many gifts, so much Skyline chili. John had to bring mine back because he had a carry on. I mean, he checked his bag. I had a carry on. But yeah, I'll make sure I get it when I'm home in a few weeks. I was supposed to be taking a vacation. My boss is like, it's time you take this vacation. So I got to figure that out because I don't have anywhere to go. So I really should have started planning that back in September when I asked where to go. And I got so many great ideas. So thanks y'all. But I don't know. I'm going to figure that out. But I have to go. I'm at work. I hope you guys have a happy Monday. And thanks for hanging out this morning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.